You know, we thank God we have somebody who's going to help us out here. Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So here now is Planet Bush Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, yeah. Lawton.
Hey, Lawton.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
Yeah.
You know, Harriet Myers sent God a letter that says, you're the greatest.
Oh, all right, all right.
You're cool.
Okay, all right. Lawton, buddy, Lawton, let me just say, this Harriet Myers situation must be tying you in knots, man.
Spit it out, Mark. Leave your little games for your liberal abortion tea parties.
All
what
right.
is on your mind?
Your boy Bush picked one of the of his unqualified, brown-nosing cronies to be on the Supreme Court, and conservatives are pissed off about it, and now they're clawing at each other. It's beautiful, Lawton.
Are you seriously implying that even one conservative has had so much as a passing thought questioning a selection by President George W. two-terms mandate Bush? Are you really saying that in public to people? Because I'd worry about
it. Let me read you something, my
All
friend.
Right,
Quote, if Harriet Myers were not a crony of the President of the United States, her nomination would be a joke, as it would have occurred to no one else to nominate her, end quote. You know who wrote that, my friend?
Nancy Pelosi? Jello Biafra?
No. No, Lawton. Charles Krauthammer.
Oh.
From the Washington Post, one of the most conservative columnists around, my friend.
Well, that's just one. I mean, maybe Chuck was having acid reflux that day, got a bad pork cutlet or something.
Uh-huh.
I've had that.
All right, how about this quote,
one,
my friend?
One
all right, buddy. All right, how about this quote?
Yeah.
Quote, I'm demoralized. Surely this is a pick from weakness, end quote.
Okay, Dixie Chicks.
Try.
Dixie Chicks.
Try William Kristol from the Weekly Standard,
oh.
One of yours. Hates her, Lawton.
William Kristol?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's kind of disappointing. You sure it wasn't Billy Kristol?
All right. That's funny. That's very clever today. All right, how about this one? All right, this one's good. Quote, there is nothing on the record to suggest that Harriet Myers has the qualifications, that she has the understanding of the Constitution, end quote.
Sean Penn.
Uh-huh. Very funny. How about Alan Keyes, my friend? Yes. It's a long list, Lawton, and some of your favorite people are on that list. Rush Limbaugh, George Will, Senator Brownback of Kansas, Senator Coburn of Oklahoma.
No.
They all oppose Myers, all of them. Robert Bork said, quote, it's kind of a slap in the face to the conservatives who have been building up a conservative legal movement for the last 20 years, end quote. What do you think of that, huh? All of them lined up against Bush.
Well, you know, Bork's always been kind of a loose cannon. I never trusted that beard of his.
What about you, Lawton? Aren't you outraged that Bush picked a White House insider with no judicial experience instead of a judge with solid conservative credentials who could move the court to the right on abortion and gay rights? What about you, Lawton? Where do you stand?
No, I mean, he's the fairly elected president with a divine mandate to lead the nation, and we all have to defer to his superior judgment.
So you're saying that Keyes, Kristol, Krauthammer, and all the rest are disloyal?
No.
Are you calling Rush Limbaugh a traitor, Lawton Smalls?
I never said that. You're spinning.
All right. Stop. What about your loyalty to conservatism? If Bush picks someone who isn't conservative enough, isn't it your responsibility as a true conservative to oppose him, or is that not important to you, Lawton?
Of course it's important to me. I am a conservative. But he's the president, and he's the president.
You got a decision to make, Lawton. Your president at your values, huh? Huh? Which is it going to be, your president or your values? You can't have both there, Lawton.
Stop it!
Yeah.
Stop it!
Oh, God.
You are so mean!
Uh-huh.
I hate it when they fight. I hate it.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to think anymore.
Uh-huh.
This is a liberal plot.
No.
If somebody puts something in the water in Washington that makes us fight, it's like a bird flu or something.
All right. Take it easy. You're freaking out. All right.
I didn't
mean to upset you this much. I meant to upset you a little, but you're really coming unhinged. Okay.
Mark.
Yes.
Have you ever had two opposing thoughts in your head at one time?
Yes, all the time, Lawton.
Well, I have it, and it's scary.
Lawton.
It's so scary.
I know, Lawton. Just hear me out here. I think you're taking a step toward a larger reality, Lawton. The world is a complicated place, my friend.
Mark, I'm starting to think you may be right.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Wow, you okay now? Huh? You okay now? too. Yeah. All right.
You know, those old boys are going to come around. There's a family squabble. Chaney will have a barbecue. Pretty soon they'll all be peas in a Jesus pot again. This thing will just blow right over.
All right.
This is
goodbye,
they love her, really.
Goodbye, Lon.
All right. God loves you, Mark, though. Deal with it.
I'm trying. Lon Smalls, as portrayed by the inimitable Kent Jones. We'll be back. Well, you know, we're going to be right here at Florence with free coffee. You can still come on down. My friend, comedian Russ Meneve, is going to come out and talk to us in just a second. So hang out. It's Morning Sedition. It's 16 past the hour.